Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday is the first day of the week for me, because, and that's when my brothers and sisters, we get Pull up a chair at your home, keep the table, and down for the food that we provide to be back. A good time. Can I get a witness? See, people who love Jesus, people to whom Jesus is precious, they know what a good time is. People who move in the soft sunshine and gentle breezes of the Lord's presence are having a happy time, a good time, a celebration all of the time. Everywhere is party time for God's people. We can laugh, sing, shout, pray, and clap our hands. For as our forebears would say, Jesus is mine and I am his forevermore. And the world did do me no harm. You see, Christians are glad when they're able to look back, for everything has been clear. Our differences between us and God have been straightened out. There was an old charge against us, but thanks be to God, Jesus has brought the charge. Our records have been cleared. We've been restored to full citizenship and given gainful employment and thanking and praising the Lord and rejoicing in the God of our salvation. It's all right when you look back, amen, and that old account is settled and the record is clear today. You see, we stand on truth. And we're living in a day where folks are trying to distort the truth. You may try to distort, but your effort will be in vain because history is taught that every enemy of freedom, every plan of inequality and injustice, no matter how elaborately conceived or implemented, has failed in this country. In spite of the wealth and the influence of the perpetrators, those endeavors have failed. Yes, when we look back, we can be glad indeed because he has brought us every step of the way, brought our forebears from slavery, brought our grandparents and mothers and fathers through Jim Crow, and he's going to bring us through trumpets just like he's done back in the day. Just remember, when we look back, be glad that you're in Jesus. Remember the road behind us when we remember that this Jesus has held our hands and guided every one of our steps. He has beaten back the dark clouds that smoothed up our pathway. He, Jesus, has brought us a mighty long way. Through thorns, he has led us in the shady green pastures that are so rich and sweet. God has led us every step of the way. We just got through thinking that through many dangers, toil, and snares, we have already come. That makes me glad right there. We can be truly glad when we look back and look around and the way it grows brighter every day. Because I enjoy the presence and the power of Jesus right now. I don't know what you may be doing, but I'm enjoying his presence right now. There are those who accuse us of having a pie in the sky with it. Maybe not. But we're marching through Emmanuel's breath. Right now, God's people are feasting on manna from a bountiful. Right now, we're drinking from a fountain that shall never run dry. You heard the song, the Lord is blessing me. Right now, right now. But when I look around, I'm glad that I am his and he is mine forever. Because he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me that I am his own. If there were no tomorrow, I would thank God that he and I are friends right now. And that beneath the wings of his wings, my defenseless soul can hide while the storm passes over. I'm glad that I'm in Jesus. How about you? We're growing through a, not a national, but a international Christ. But don't be dismayed, because God is in history, making history. So when we look ahead, we who are God's people can be glad. For we're the possessors of a rich and precious promise. God has promised us that he will take us all the way. He shall deliver thee. This is the Bible now. He shall deliver thee in 6 months. Yes, in 7, there shall be no evil that touches you. For we can't know what the coming days might bring. They may be harder than they were yesterday. But as the hymn said, right may often yield to right. But we can be sure that God is able to get us all of the way. We may fall sometimes, but when we pick you up, we can't know whether sickness or sorrow will be our fate. But the Lord has promised that he will guide us until the day of judgment. I'm getting ready to close now, but let me leave this one. Somewhere and somehow in God's own time, the shadow must go. Somewhere and somehow in God's own time, the heavy load must be lifted off our shoulders, and the proud will go away. Somewhere and somehow in God's own time, we're going to reach the top of the mountain. Somewhere and somehow there's a bright side, and don't rest until you find it. Somewhere and somehow in God's own time, we're going to see the King in the beauty of his holiness and the holiness of his beauty. Somewhere and sometime in God's own time, his will be done on earth as it's already done in heaven. So, brothers and sisters, we just have to march on to our tomorrow. We got to keep the faith with the bright visions that the Lord has given us, and we'll be sure to be able to witness this fact that the wicked who are throwing the hands off today, the which one day shall see from their trouble, and the weary shall be at rest. I know you get weary sometimes, but be of good cheer. Jesus said that the wicked shall see from their trouble. Their lying, their stealing, their abuse, that's going to stop. And the weary shall be at rest. And I don't know about you, but I'm happy because one day I'm going to see Jesus face to face. And I'm going to tell him all about my trouble. And thank him for being with me every step of the way. Are you glad that you're in Jesus? Are you satisfied with Jesus? Do you love it? Do you know it? Somebody needs to say, yeah. One day, the wicked shall see from the dead, and the weary shall be at rest. Amen. So all the church, please let us get up and let him.
The name of tell him what you want. Oh, the name of tell him what you want. Jesus is on the name of tell him what you want. Jesus. Yeah.